Good evening, all you night owls out there. It's your favorite late night host, Rob, coming to you live from WJAN 108.1. And let me tell you, we're about to dive deep into the mysterious tonight, folks. The kind of mysteries that curl up in the corners of your mind and whisper when the lights go down. We've got our usual midnight horrors lined up. Cryptic stories and legends so strange they'll make you think twice about your own reflection. Maybe you're like me, up at this hour with nothing but the stillness of the night keeping you company. And if you're in need of a little spooky company, well, you've definitely come to the right place. All right, my dear listeners, let's get a little weird, shall we? Tonight, I've got a tale that's been whispered around these parts for years. A story so strange, you might end up double-checking your locks before you fall asleep tonight. Oh, the Boo Hag. A skinless creature with something of a red glow to it. You would have thought it crawled straight from hell, and maybe it did. If you haven't heard of it, then don't beat yourself up too bad. Not too many have. The Boo Hag doesn't suck your blood like that of a vampire or attack you on a full moon. No, 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 no. It's quite an odd thing what it does to its victims. Have you ever woken up from what you thought was a decent night's sleep and felt something was missing? Could have been the Boo Hag. You see, it doesn't attack its prey, no. It watches carefully in the shadows, waiting. It waits for its victims to fall asleep before climbing on top and stealing their breath. Their deaths are slow and painful unless they manage to fight the thing, but that might even be worse. That's when the real horror starts. Ooh. Because if you manage to stop it, if you survive, well, that Boo Hag won't take kindly to being thwarted. You see, when you resist, when you fight back, that's when it does the unthinkable. It takes your skin, your flesh, takes it like a suit and wears it until it finds another poor soul to drain. Now, I know, it sounds crazy, ridiculous even. Who would believe something like that? But I'm telling you, folks, people in these parts have sworn they've seen it, felt it. Felt that weight on their chest, heard the scraping of nails across their skin in the dark. And there's only one way to keep the Boo Hag away. Ever heard of the broom trick? It's an old tale from the Gula, a bit of folklore passed down through the ages. They say if you leave a broom beside your bed before you sleep, you got a shot at making it through the night. Doesn't sound like much, right? No, just a broom. But here's the thing. The Boo Hag, it can't stand the idea of an unfinished task. It gets fixated, you see. It'll get on its hands and knees counting every single straw in that broom, trying to finish the job. And by the time it's done, the sun's up, and it's got to retreat. Now, that's just one story, one creature lurking out there in the dark. Who knows what else roams in these southern woods, these empty streets, waiting for the right person to cross its path. Maybe you've heard something of your own. Maybe you felt something that just doesn't sit right, or maybe, just maybe, something's watching you. Right now! All right, folks, we're about to open up the phone lines, and I want to hear from you. If you've seen something, heard something, or hell, if you felt the cold breath of something that shouldn't be there, call me. Let's talk. I'll be here all night. Maybe it's time we all learn just what's really out there in the dark, waiting. Don't be shy. The lines are open, and I'm ready to listen. Looks like we got our first caller. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. My name is Lacey. I don't know if I should be calling, but I think something's wrong. Something's been happening in my house. I'm scared.
Whoa. Hey, take a breath, Lacey. It's all right. Just tell me what's been going on. You said something's been happening at your house?
It started a few nights ago. I heard footsteps. Soft at first. Like someone's walking around the house. But when I look, no one's there. It's been getting worse. Last night, I swear, I heard breathing. Slow. Deep. Like it was right next to me. But I was alone. It was on the stairs. Just above me. It wasn't human. The air got so cold all of a sudden. Like something was right there. Hovering over me. Waiting for me. asleep. I tried to fight it off, but I just fell asleep. Woke up this morning and I felt so tired. My skin, it feels different, Rob. It feels like something was on me. What is happening to me?
All right, Lacey, slow down. Breathe. Now, listen to me. What you're describing, it sounds like the Boohag.
What you were talking about before?
Oh, yeah.
But it can't be real, can it?
Well, it seems that it is. You've just described a Boohag hunting you.
Did you hear that? Please, Rob, I'm terrified.
Lacey, you need to do exactly what I'm telling you, okay? Do you have a broom near you?
I think it's in the washroom.
Okay, go grab the broom and place it by your bed. Remember, the Boohag will be too preoccupied by the broom.
Okay. Oh, where is it? I can't find my broom. It's not here. It's not in the washroom.
But where was the last place you had it? Take a breath, Lacey. Come on now.
It's here, Bob. I feel it on me. It's like it's inside me, Bob. Oh, God. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fight it.
No, don't fight it, Lacey. Don't fight it yet. Breathe. Think about the broom. Think about the straws. Don't let it stop counting. Don't let it take you. Just breathe.
Rob, it's too late. It's too late. I can't breathe. It's on top of me. I can't move.
Lacey, please, I need you to focus. Focus on your breathing. You need to get it off. You have to stay awake. Do you hear me? Stay awake. It'll try to lull you to sleep. You can't. Do not fall asleep. If you do, it'll take you.
I can't stay awake. I'm so tired. It's too much. I feel it. Inside me.
Lacey? Lacey, can you hear me? Lacey? Answer me!
Let me out.
Oh, God. What the hell just happened? What was that? Oh, no. I need to get out of here. Oh, who's there? You're here.
You didn't think I would leave you so easily, did you, Rob?
You can't be here. This is impossible.
You were never meant to escape. I've been breathing you in. Every time you spoke, every time you helped them, you gave it to me. You invited me in. You can't stop it now.
I didn't know. I didn't want to.
Everyone has a price, Rob. You invited me here. You welcomed me into your breath with every call, every listener. I've been waiting for this for so long.
Help. Please, somebody. Help me. Somebody.
You're mine, Rob. Forever. Now, you'll never be alone again.
listen closely, if you dare. What you're about to hear is more than just tales. It's a warning. A whisper from the dark corners of South Carolina that should not be taken lightly. Legends, old as the land itself, are far more than stories passed down over campfires. They are rooted in the soil, embedded in the very bones of the South. Some say they are the truth, veiled in myth, waiting for the curious to find out the hard way. Sometimes it's better to walk away from the shadows before they swallow you whole. So, what'll it be? Will you keep listening? Or will you turn away before you learn the truth? You've been warned.
Hey, man. We should stop at that diner up ahead. I'm starving. Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll have that pie you like, Chris.
Yeah, okay.
You good, man?
I don't know. I just feel weird. Something just feels off.
Don't start with that again. You always say that. Every time we're out here, it's like you're waiting for the world to end.
It is kind of weird, though. The fog's thicker than usual. And this place, it just feels off. Like we're being watched.
You heard that, right?
It's just a cow or something. Chill out.
That didn't sound like a cow.
What the hell?
What? What's wrong?
You're freaking us out. It's just the wind. It's
no,
nothing.
It's not. There's something moving out there. I swear I saw a shadow.
Man, you guys are seriously freaking me out. There's nothing out there. Probably just a deer or something.
No, I don't think so. I've been out here enough times to know when something's off. That wasn't a deer. It didn't move like one.
Okay, so what do you think it was? Bigfoot? The boogeyman?
Seriously, guys? We're not making this up.
What the hell was that?
Dude, what the hell is going on with you? You've been acting weird for miles. Maybe it's just an animal. Or maybe you've been watching too many of those monster shows.
Yeah, Chris. You're not turning into a paranormal investigator, are you? It's probably just some kids messing with us. Or a dog, or...
What was that?
We need to keep moving. I don't like this.
Dude, what the hell just hit the car?
I saw something. Eyes. They were glowing. Red?
No. No, you didn't. You're just... you're seeing things, right? Chris?
It's not just a shadow. I saw its hands. They're huge, man. With claws like three fingers.
Chris, what the hell is going on? What is it? What's out there?
Oh, God! I'm telling you, I saw something. Something big.
Dude, you're out of your mind. There's no way that's true.
Stop! If there's something out there, then we need to get the hell out of here. Drive faster.
I swear, I saw red eyes in the rearview mirror. It's right behind
us. Dude, don't say that. We're already freaked out enough. Just focus on the road. Please.
It's on the back bumper. It's on the damn bumper.
Oh my God, it's ripping the car apart.
We need to stop. We need to stop now!
What the hell? Why'd you stop? What happened? What? What is it?
Because it stopped.
What? What do you mean it stopped?
It's not following us anymore. It's right behind us. Just waiting.
It's still out there, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't see anything.
Then why? Why did it stop?
Maybe it likes the chase.
Oh, God. We need to go. We need to move.
We can't go. Not yet. If we move, we're just giving it a target. We need to figure out what it wants. What it is.
You can get out and see what it wants all you want to. But I will jump in that driver's seat and leave your ass here.
I'm not moving until we know what we're dealing with.
Chris, please, can we just go?
Not until I know.
We're going today.
Shut up!
My God.
What? What if it wants to drag us out of the car? What if it's playing with us?
It's not playing.
When did you become some monster? Just get us the hell out of here.
Oh my God! It's gonna tear us apart!
We're done! We're dead!
Please, just let us go. We won't tell anyone that we saw you.
We're gonna die.
Chris! Please, get us out of here!
If you don't get us out of here, I will!
Okay! Okay!
It's right on the damn car!
It's catching us! We're not going to be able to outrun this thing!
It's still on us! It's still on us!
Hold on!
It's still on our asses!
I can't take it! Why isn't it stopping?
I don't know! I don't know!
It's haunting us.
Oh my God, I don't want to be Monster Dinner!
I am not letting it catch us!
Chris, please! Please, we can't keep going like this! We'll die out here! Please, stop the car!
I think it got bored. I don't see any signs of it following us.
What the hell was that? What did we just see?
What if it's just watching us? I feel like it's just watching us.
We just need to get out of here. The further we get from this place, the better.
Thank God. I just had about enough of this crap.
And that's how it happened, son. That night, the fog, the thing that chased them, wasn't just some tall tale or bad dream. Those kids had an encounter with the Lizard Man.
Sounds like something out of one of them B-movie horror flicks. You sure you're not mixing up a couple of stories, old man?
No. I seen it. Not just heard it. It's out there. Still waiting for the next fool to come down that stretch of road.
You really believe that? I mean, the Lizard Man? That's some creepy folklore, but come on, it just sounds like some drunk story.
But any drunk story has some kind of truth behind it, no? The Lizard Man has been seen by countless people. So many, however, have met their end on that stretch of road.
So, what happened to them? Those kids, I mean.
Never found. Car was found a few days later on the side of the road, all clawed up. Feds searched for a few days, but the case ran cold.
Something had to be found. People don't just vanish.
people disappear all the time. Start new lives, what you want to believe. These kids, though, they were taken across the threshold.
Threshold?
You think the fog's just some mist? Nah, that's a door, son, to something else. And once it opens, you can't close it. They were taken across into a whole other world. You think you're safe because it didn't come for you tonight. Just wait. When the fog comes back, it'll be waiting for you, too. You can bet on that. Stay inside tonight.
Have you ever heard any of them stories about that thing, the lizard man, or whatever the hell it was?
Oh, I've heard plenty of stories, and I've seen things too.
Oh, come on, don't start with that stuff. I've already had some old man divulge his wonderful stories of the stupid thing.
You think it's just stories? Just tall tales? You think the old man was drunk when he told you about the fog? Or that thing that's out there? You think that's all it is? No, it's not just stories. I know what's out there. I have seen it. Oh, the lizard man? That's just the beginning.
Yeah? You've seen it? The lizard man? Or something else? What, you gonna tell me it crawls through the walls and comes for you at night?
You wanna hear something, huh? I'll tell you, but you might not like it.
Yeah, I'm listening.
It's not just the fog. It's the things it brings with it. Things you don't see coming. And once they've seen you, you'll never be the same. When you've been here long enough, you learn to listen to the whispers. And those whispers, they're telling you to stay away when the fog rolls in. Because once it opens up, there's no going back. You think you're safe? Just wait. You'll see. You'll understand.
What's out there?
Let me tell you a story. But you might want to pour a shot of that liquid courage for yourself.
Good evening, Mrs. Legree. I came as quickly as I could. How was the patient?
Her fever hasn't broken, and her pulse is so faint. Please, is there anything you can do?
I'll have to see it for myself, but Mrs. Legree, you may need to prepare your goodbyes.
Doctor, am I dying?
I fear that you may be, my dear. But there's no way to know for certain.
Is there anything that you can do?
I'm so sorry, but I've done all I can. We'll have to see if the fever breaks. But Julia, this is all up to you now.
Okay.
Mrs. Legree, go sit with Julia. I don't think she'll make it through the night. The fever's taken too much of a toll on her body, and she's too weak to continue fighting. May God have mercy on us tonight.
Julia, my love, you must fight. You must stay with me.
I'm so tired. I don't think I can keep fighting.
Julia, please. Please, do not speak such things. I need you.
I will return in the morning. If there's any change, I'll be here.
Stay with me, my sweet girl. Don't leave me now. Not yet. I've watched you grow up, Julia. From the moment you were born, you've been a part of me. I've loved you as my own, and I can't lose you now. I remember when you were a little girl. You come running to me, all bright-eyed, asking me to read your favorite book again and again, and I'd do it, no matter how many times. Stay with me, my sweet girl. Stay. Please.
I love you, Aunt Margaret.
I love you too, Julia. So much. More than you can ever know.
I'm not afraid, Aunt Margaret. I'm at peace with what will happen. Don't cry for me, please. Well, maybe.
No, no, no. Julia, wake up for me, please. Wake up.
Mrs. Legree. She's at peace now, Mrs. Legree.
No! She's not gone. Just leave if you aren't going to help.
As you wish. I'll be here if you need anything.
Come back to me, sweet girl. Please. Please. Please.
I shall leave word with the Undertaker. I'll make necessary preparations.
I don't get it. The girl died, and that lady was upset. It's a common response to someone dying. My
fear. No, no, no. It wasn't just some sickness. It was quick, sudden, came on strong. That girl was like a force of nature. But then it took her.
Sickness is sickness. Comes and goes. That's life. And besides, it was the 1800s. Everyone was keeling over back then.
You don't get it. She was like family to them, Mrs. Legree. You should have seen how she looked after her. The way she held on. Julia's fever didn't break for days. It was a fight. But there's something more than just illness going on.
You mean there's more to the story?
There's always more to the story. I was cleaning the house, and I could hear Mrs. Legree talk to Julia, whispering to her like she was a little girl, telling her stories like when she was young and full of life. You could hear the love in her voice, but you could also hear the fear of losing her. That was the hardest part to hear.
Whoa, 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 whoa. How could you hear her? This star is almost 200 years old.
Sometimes time just doesn't work like we think it should.
Time doesn't work?
You should listen more. Being quick to be the first to say something will have you missing so many details in life. Just listen.
Tell me what happened next.
We'll need to clear the earth from the door. It's been sealed too long. It's time.
What in God's name?
She wasn't dead. She wasn't dead at all.
But we saw the body. How did we not see she was still alive?
She was trapped in this tomb all those years.
God have mercy on her soul.
God have mercy on us.
How long did she suffer like this? How long was she in here waiting for us to come? I should have known. I should have heard her. I should have... We... should have done something.
We couldn't have known, William.
But we did know. We saw the fear in her eyes when we buried her. We heard her scream. Or at least we should have. She was calling for help and we weren't there. We weren't there.
God help us.
I'm sorry, Julia. I'm so, so sorry.
I don't get it. Why didn't they hear her? Why didn't anyone notice?
Oh, because sometimes time doesn't work the way we think it should.
What do you mean? That's the second time you have said time doesn't work.
There's always more to the story, my friend. What we hear, it's only part of it. Sometimes the past doesn't stay where it belongs. Sometimes it comes back.
I gotta say, your story was different from the old man's, but it was a uniquely told story.
That's because he's been around longer than I have. Seen things I haven't.
Yeah, I guess.
Would you like to hear another story?
Yeah. Just don't have anyone die a false death.
I can't guarantee that, but I'll try my best.
It's just a storm. Nothing to be afraid of. God, he's still out there. What should I do? What did I just do? Do I call the police? No, that's stupid. Ben won't believe me. Maybe it's the man from the story. Oh, crap! I need to get out of here. The storm is going to kill me.
You are safe. Stay inside. Let the storm pass.
I'm hearing things now. He said the storm would pass. I'll be safe. All right, universe. I'll listen to whatever you say. Just breathe, Sarah. He said the storm would pass soon. Just breathe. I guess he really did exist. You were right. I'll be okay. The Gray Man. He really was here. He really did save me. I'll never forget you. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you can be here, but I feel you. I feel it. You're here. You really do have a way of showing up when needed, don't you? I saw you out there, in the gray, cloaked, like the storms you come with. What is it about you? What is it that brings you to me? To this place, when it's most needed? Thank you for coming when you did. For protecting me. For keeping me safe. I won't forget it.
I've heard stories about the Gray Man. Never quite like this, though. I don't understand something, though.
What's that?
What would have happened if she chose not to listen to him?
I wouldn't tell those stories, for he's good, and we don't need to hear about the others who chose not to listen.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Your story doesn't end there, though, does it?
Oh, some stories never end. They stay with you. Always.
How do you know all this?
Some things you don't forget. Some things never let you go.
You think the Gray Man is still out there? Watching over the island?
He never leaves, not really. Maybe he was in the bar, but he's out there, always waiting, watching. It's the way it's always been.
You've seen him, haven't you? You've seen the Gray Man.
a long time ago when the winds were bad, before you started naming the storms, sure, I'd hear the stories, just like everyone else. I didn't believe them at first. No one really does. Not until you see them for yourself. I was walking along the beach, minding my business. I knew that there was a storm brewing, but there I was, staring out at the sea. The wind was starting to pick up, the sky turning that strange greenish gray. You could feel something bad was coming.
What happened?
I saw him, just like the story said, cloaked, tall, too tall for a man, like he didn't belong. The wind howled, but he just stood there, right at the edge of the waves, not moving, not speaking, just waiting, watching. I was scared, but I couldn't leave. I don't know why. It's like he was calling me, telling me to stay. And then I heard his voice, soft but clear, like the sound of the ocean, steady but full of warning.
The storm's coming. It's coming. It'll be worse than you think. Go home. Stay safe.
What happened next?
I didn't listen. I should have. Oh, I should have, but I was too young, really too full of myself. I thought I knew better. I thought the storm wasn't as bad as they said, but the gray man, he knew. He knew. That night the hurricane hit. It was worse than anyone could have imagined. My house I was working at, it was gone. Gone. The family was gone. The island was flooded. It swallowed everything. But when the water receded, the gray man's warning, I understood. He was the only reason anyone survived. The only reason some of us made it through. He saved me, even though I didn't listen. He always saves those who are willing to listen, and those who aren't. But the price is always the same. You learn one way or another. You learn.
You think the old man was him?
You heard his story. You're still here, aren't you? If you listen and you stay, he'll be here. Always.
The gray man is always here, watching.
Well, some stories never end. They stay with you long after the storm passes.
A if I ask the distance? Will you stay by my side when I don't believe? Hold on to my hand when I'm underwater. That can't be. That's not me. No. Oh, I'm praying that this thing will turn around. I'm burying my head underground. I'm waiting for these walls to crash down. Short stories from a long line. Short stories from a long, 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 long line.
Turn the page instead. I can't calm down.